This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Dan Boyce. Today's the last day of Colorado's 2026 legislative session. For the Colorado Capital News Alliance, Lucas Brady Woods reports.
As of yesterday, state lawmakers had more than 100 bills still pending. One of the most significant is intended to counter the impacts of a proposed November ballot initiative. If approved by voters, that measure would enshrine transportation funding in the Colorado Constitution and direct the state to spend more money on maintaining roads, bridges, and other infrastructure. But Democrats argue it would take a lot of funding away from core services like education and healthcare as the state faces repeated budget deficits. Lawmakers have until the end of the day to finish their legislative work for the year. They've passed over 180 bills since the session began in January.
Lucas Brady Woods reporting for the Colorado Capital News Alliance. A Colorado jury levied a $24 million verdict against a former Parker detective for false arrest and malicious prosecution, CPR's Ben Marcus reports.
Robert Dial was arrested for accessory to murder and tampering with evidence, charges that were later dropped. Dial's attorney argued that the arrest was based on cherry-picked information and that Dial's career in the financial industry was ruined as a result. The detective who signed the sworn affidavit for his arrest was Shannon Brookbacher, a decorated veteran of the Parker Police Department for 26 years before she retired in 2024. The jury found her liable for false arrest and malicious prosecution. The $24 million judgment is believed to be the largest verdict of its kind in Colorado. The town of Parker said it is disappointed and exploring options including appeal. I'm Ben Marcus, CPR News.
And you are listening to CPR News and KRCC. Find more news from all across the state of Colorado on our website, cpr.org and krcc.org.